have a quick look at Matthew 5:38-42, headed up an eye for an eye in the NIV. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Give to the one who asks you and don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. These kingdom demands are upside down. Don't resist evil. Let someone hit you on both cheeks. Let him take you to court for all you have and don't put up a defence. If he wants you to go 1 mile, be gracious, give him another, and give without ceasing. Whatever it is, if you have it, give it. And Jesus was not a pacifist. Funny that. It could appear so, but there's something deeper here. Jesus presses on with the Mosaic law, continuously building layer on layer, reinterpreting the law to these teachers of the law as he goes on overthrowing all their carefully constructed ideas by saying, you've heard it said, but I say to you, and making them gnash their teeth as he reveals how mean-spirited they are. It can have the same effect on us too. When the word comes, as we've said so often, it is negatively received. Our culture doesn't allow for absolute truth anymore. Everyone does as he thinks fit. It's called anarchy. Self rules, okay? For someone like Jesus to come in and start telling us which way is up in his kingdom is offensive. Indeed, we do find ourselves offended, just as his followers were, by what he says. Can he not do with his own as he thinks fit? Apparently not, to hear some of us. This sermon cuts us to the quick, hits us right where we live. Hold on, that's going a bit too far. But he expects a response from us that isn't negative, because it's foundational stuff. Milk. He hasn't got to the meat yet. If we're finding ourselves in dispute with this, we'd better stop to take stock, because it's to his disciples he's addressing these things. Not followers or believers, but learners and continuers. People with backbone, not wishbone. Ones who really want to follow. Join his movement. Time to pay the man. There is a cost to discipleship. Everything you have, please. Just empty your pockets there. Your clothes over there. ID, possessions. Thank you. Don't worry. You'll get a new one. Identity, that is. When you join any of the armed forces, you surrender all your civilian clothes and belongings. In exchange, they give you a uniform, cut your hair, give you a new ID, but they also pay all your living expenses in return. Bit like being a disciple, really. We'll see this when we get to Matthew 6:33, but for now, we need to look at how upside down this kingdom is when it asks for such things as non-resistance, which we really do need to understand. It's going to require us to live from the new heart that Jesus has given us. Oh, by the way, you're in the army now, OHMS, on His Majesty's service. That has a certain ring to it, doesn't it? Thought you'd like it. See you tomorrow then. On the parade ground? 6:30? Good.